Health and Social Services meeting to order. The time is 1:01 p.m. I just want to say that we're having some, we think it's the tornado siren, I believe. So if there's a lot of noise in the background, we do apologize. And
they're showing nothing on radar.
Okay. Give me just a moment here. I'm having a little issue with my computer agenda. Give me just one moment. All right. So it looks like we have prayer for our first item agenda. Congresswoman Shaw, will you please render us an afternoon prayer?
I'll be happy to. Please bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this beautiful day, and we thank you for all of the blessings that you continue to bestow upon our nation, Lord. Please protect our people, especially our elders and our children. Help us to come together and make good decisions for the nation. Please forgive us of all of our sins, and I ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, yeah. Congresswoman Shaw. Okay. Ms. Caitlin, if you could do roll call, please.
Congresswoman Goodfox.
Present.
Congressman Tillman.
Here.
Congresswoman Sabler.
Present.
Congressman Big Horse.
Present.
Speaker Pratt.
Here.
Chair Lemon.
Present. Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome.
You have a quorum. All right, committee, the next item is number 4, which is the approval of the minutes from April 15th, 2021. They are attached to the calendar invite.
Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Goodfox? Or
who said that?
I did.
Okay.
I don't see where the minutes reflect that you came to the meeting. It says that you were absent, but then on a vote count, it says 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It says that you were on a vote count, it gives 6 yays. But then on the vote count to adjourn, it says 5. So we may just need to go back and look at the vote count for motion to postpone to the call of the chair.
I was not here for that meeting, the entire meeting.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from April 15th as amended.
There's a motion on the floor.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say yes.
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 Please mark me as an abstention, Ms. Caitlin.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you, committee. Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. All right, I'd like for the clerk to please note that we have Chief Standing Bear here with us today, and thank you very much, sir, for being here with us today. And Director of Operations, Mr. Casey Johnson, and his assistant, Jeannie Heron. Welcome. The next item on our agenda is the number 5, consideration of ONCA 2130 and Act to Amend 15 ONC subsection 5102 to amend the definition of health board and to establish an alternate effective date. Congresswoman Stabler is the sponsor, and if anybody feels like we need to do anything in executive session, I just want you all to know that there is an executive session listed if need be. Congresswoman Stabler, you have the floor.
Thank you, Chair. 2130 has to do with the health board definition, and as we've discussed in prior meetings, it's really 2131 is where the discussion is, and 2130 just follows along with it. So if we could, I'd like to move on to 2131.
I have no problem with it. Does the committee have any issues with moving on? Okay, hearing none, we'll go on down to the next agenda item. Thank you.
Thank you. So 2131, as we discussed in the last two meetings, we went through line by line and we went through the edits. And we came up with about a dozen edits or so. I did forward all of those edits to council, and you all received a committee substitute today. Now, in those edits, most were explicit word edits, but there were a couple of items that we had to go back and take a look at and decide what would be best to meet what the committee wanted. And so one of those was under lawsuits, and it was on 416, lines 413 to 416. And what we have done with those now,
I'm sorry, should we adopt it first? Or?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, we forgot. Okay. Yeah, we should adopt it first. My apologies.
That's okay.
Should I make the motion? Ask the committee to move to adopt committee substitute ONCA 2131.
At 10:58 a.m.
When was it?
Date timestamp, 10:58 a.m., April 22nd.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to adopt the committee substitute stamped in today at 10:58 a.m. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Any opposed? Hearing none, motion carries. Committee substitute has been adopted. You have the floor, Ms. Taylor.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so back to the lawsuits. The original verbiage gave the board the ability to decide whether to go into lawsuits or not, and we took the language out that let them act independently and just simply said to coordinate. Now it says to coordinate, and I will see if I can find that number now. Lawsuits. The board may consent to sue or be sued in its enterprise. Oh, wait, that's the wrong one. Wrong one.
While you're looking for that, Ms. Stabler, I was going to wondering if we could, I was wondering if the executive would like a copy of the committee substitute.
Oh, certainly.
Yeah. Okay.
As the clerk.
Yes. Madam Clerk, could you assist us in getting three or four copies brought over to chambers for the executive and chief that are here?
Yes, I can.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you. Okay, go ahead, Ms. Stabler.
So we changed the language to say the board must coordinate with the Osage Nation Office of the Attorney General regarding participation in any lawsuits. So they would be consulted by the Attorney General's office whether to move forward or not. The next and the other one had to do with contracts. And the contracts now read similar to that. Sorry, multiple pages. Okay, under contracts, the language now reads, the board is authorized to contract with any person, corporation, partnership, or other business entity for goods, supplies, and services necessary to appropriate for the efficient operation of the nation's health system, but all contracts must be approved by the Attorney General's office. And I believe that was the only two items that needed a little research and discussion on. Everything else was verbatim for what the committee asked for.
that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Okay.
I thought everybody was reading, so I apologize. Giving it a few minutes.
Okay. All right, committee. Anyone in attendance? The floor is open for discussion.
Thank you.
So I'm just going to back up a moment. Since we, executive and chief, were just allowed to have those copies, could you note where those two places were that you just spoke about, Congresswoman Stabler, so that they can go to those two areas that you're speaking of? We're going to talk about those two places again. Line four.
Page nine, item four is lawsuits.
Line 405.
Line 405. Yes.
399, line 399, same page. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now the floor is open for discussion. Questions? Comments?
I have a comment if no one else has a comment.
Absolutely, go right ahead.
So one of the things that was discussed in that last meeting is to move the starting date to January 1st of 2022. I don't have a problem with it moving forward to wherever they want it to be, but at the same time that was discussed, it was discussed to postpone this. And I just wanna really encourage the fact that this is something that needs to go ahead and happen, because there's so much planning and so many things that need to be taken care of before that trigger date. So they've got to, you know, they're working on the new org charts. They've got, they're going to have hiring. They're going to have policies that are going to need to be in place. They're going to have processes that need to be in place. Everything has got to work succinctly before January 1st. If you start on January 1st, it's going to take them months to get all that laid out. This is what happened to us on October 1st of 2015, when we compacted the clinic. There was really nothing in place that day. And so it took us that whole first 9 months to generate all of that. And so that's why I brought this session, knowing it was gonna be, you know, a future date. But it's, to me, it's important to give them the time, but give them the track they need to be on, and not wait till the fall and then you know, they've got to do double the work, if nothing else. They've got to know where they're going to be.
Okay, committee. Anybody have anything? If not, I have a comment. I want to give the opportunity to anyone else that would like to comment first, whether on the committee or not on the committee.
I would like to comment.
Yes.
Real quick.
You have the floor, Congressman Goodfox.
Thank you. I will let everyone know where I'm at on this. I'm reluctant right now. And I am feeling the pressure of being near the end of session. I feel like we've really worked on this, and I feel like I've helped to work on this to get it to a place where it's, it makes me very, it made me more comfortable a few days ago than when I first read it. And then I guess with not knowing just very many unknowns, I feel like this might be maybe a special session. I would sign to come in for a special session to have more time to work through it. I just don't know that I'm a yes vote right now for this. That's just how I feel. And it's really hard to explain, because I can't say that we have ever gone through this since I've been here, where we have this piece of legislation it's a huge change. It's a good move forward, but we've just had a lot of bumps in the road, and I just am not 100% there. That's just how I'm feeling. I don't want you to think I'm being quiet for a reason. I feel like I needed to say that and let my colleagues know and Chief know, because he's here with us, where I'm at, and I'm just not 100% there right now. And
sure.
Okay.
If I could respond.
Certainly.
Okay, so I understand the tension and the pressure everybody's feeling right now. But when I look at these pieces of legislation, not only is it a natural transition for any clinic that's growing the way it is, but it's also, we have to realize what's causing this. We have issues with Treasury, terrible issues with Treasury. One of the biggest issues is the volume that they took on when they took on the clinic. What this does, and the main component for it for me, is what this does is it allows the clinic to hire those people to specialize in the clinic and to focus only on the clinic. Is it going to take a large staff? No. But it's going to remove all of that burden that's been going on over there where nobody's got anything to work from, and let them focus just on what the clinic does. It does not take it out of the government scope, does not take it out of the government purview. It still is tied to the same pipeline that all the other programs are tied to. There's not going to be a new pipeline drawn for it, but it's going to give them the staff to focus on the data that needs to be going in to the Treasury system and to be analyzed appropriately daily. And I think that's critical for that, for procurement, for those big, big issues that are affecting the whole nation right now.
Yes.
I agree with all of that, because I feel like this is, and we're somewhere between, you know, I've said this before with the clinic, it's not gaming, but it's not necessarily like a nation program either. It's just not. I mean, it's almost like saying, okay, gaming is going to use our HR rep, our accounting department. Like, there's no way that that could happen. So I agree, they need their own HR, their own account, like 100% there with that. And I think that things will run smoother.
Absolutely.
When that happens. And I think that if we have some sort of a, well, I'll just leave it at that. I think it will run smooth. So I'm in agreement with all of those things.
Thank you, Congresswoman Goodfox. Anybody else have anything they'd like to add at this point? Chief, do you have anything that you'd like to add? Don't touch the button.
Don't touch the button.
You want it to be green. That way you know that it's live. But if you touch the button, it mutes it. If you don't want anybody to hear what you're saying, you hit the button.
Oh.
There you go. So, no, we're just talking about the bill in general.
Well,
committee substitute in general.
Okay, I think the amendments are good, and I am encouraged to learn this week that the board has retained the services of REDW accountants and CPAs to help on a transition plan, which includes a reorganization plan. One of the issues that Casey and I and Jason Zahn had identified was we don't understand their organizational chart. And yesterday we had a meeting with Kirk Shaw and the heads of the departments, except the providers. We're gonna meet with them next week. And we're encouraged that they were willing to all get behind Kirk and each other and the board. Sandra Shangru was there to get a very clear line of responsibilities, and then also follow up to make sure people are doing everything from the complex world, which you know, Madam Chair, of preferred care, formerly contract care, to answering the phone. We just simply can't have people not answering the phone correctly and promptly. And they're all expressing willingness to do this transition plan with the advice of REDW. So that was very encouraging. So with this law, and I explained to the group that the Constitution is comes first, then the law, as passed here, and then we go into our policies, procedures, and rules. So if they will keep working on the policies, procedures, and rules, and stay within the law, I think having a expert CPAs like REDW can really help that board in their work. So I would ask Director of Operations if he has any comments, but that's my main comment. It's going to take a little time. It won't take all year, but I don't know what time it takes because I'm invited along with the staff to their next meeting, which is, I think, May 14th, 13th or 14th. We were just invited yesterday to the board's next meeting with REDW. So I'm just looking forward to that progress.
Thank you, Chief. I appreciate your comments. And did anybody have anything else?
No, ma'am. I think Chief covered it.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to ask the question then, if nobody else wants to. Okay. So, I absolutely agree that this is where we need to get to. I was, you know, the experience that I have outside of working through an Indian nation, we had our own accountants, we had our own CPAs, our own CFOs, you know, our own HR, and it was ours, and it worked for us the way that we needed it to work for, and we could make the changes within there, within our organization, because we knew what worked for us. And so I do think we can get here at to some point to get this particular piece of legislation enacted. I think that it's something that we definitely need to do. I'm not there right this moment. And part of it is, a lot of it is the fact that the same situation that I had before when we spoke about the legislation, Congresswoman Stabler, here in committee, is that I guess what I want to see is, I'm happy to hear, first off, I did ask about a transition plan the last time I was participating in a meeting, and it looks like they've sent an email. I've forwarded it to Speaker and to our legislative council. It was received by Cindy Shangru concerning the transition team and wanting to, who, you know, they want to get input from Congress, from executive. And so I forwarded the email to Speaker and our legal counsel, and I'm waiting, you know, some information concerning that, but about who they want to put on the transition team and how many people are going to be on that team. And so I'm happy to hear that they were able and willing to put forth that effort of a transition team. I can tell you that prior to that, they had ideas about what they wanted to do, but they didn't actually have it, in my opinion, nailed down on who's responsible for what in the transition team, and they were just going to rely on REDW to just tell them how to do everything and then, you know, work back and forth through that. But a lot of times you have to have the people who are actually doing the work in the clinic too, and not everybody, but, you know, a representative, to see how it works, because we can all have great ideas about this policy should be this way and have all these great things in it, but leave one little thing out that can cause a domino to flip another direction that we don't know how it's going to affect somebody in the business office or somebody, you know, in the nursing part of it or somebody in the administration part of it. And so we took a step forward by getting a transition team, and I applaud the board for doing that. And I think that they're going to continue to work toward, especially since they are going to have REDW, the consultants, come in, working toward having this particular legislation and the plan of a health system come to fruition. And I'm hesitant because my trust is not there where it needs to be yet. And I'm not saying that it can't get there again, but I am saying that it's just not there right now. a brick has been laid on the foundation of trust for me with the transition team that they have put into place, and the communication that they're wanting to, who they're wanting to add to the transition team. So I was in attendance to the meeting that Chief had with the staff, and I appreciate everything that he said in the meeting. And there's just a lot of unknowns at this point in time. And one thing that would help me on a building block of trust is that, this is me personally, is that if we do have a special session in a month or 2 months, and they actually come down here with their plans and things, where they started and where they are now today and what they have going on for the next, you know, week, where, this is it. That helps to build the foundation of trust back for me as far as them working forward. Because I feel like a lot of times our boards, and I'm not complaining, I'm just looking from the outside in. It's just like if you take on too much, something else kind of falls to the wayside or doesn't get as much attention as it maybe should. And I'm concerned that, you know, we had our, you know, our CEO and CMO, you know, has resigned. There's going to be a transition there. And a transition in leadership, you know, can cause a lot of excitement, fear, you know, all those things. And we don't know, you know, it's not set in stone how that's going to be. Even today, you had the meeting with them, Chief, you know, about, you know, that these people are going to take over these responsibilities and things of that nature, but it's still fresh. And so I would just like to see a little more, I mean, I would absolutely like to see some documentation from REDW, maybe from the board. You know, you're just now forming the team, you know. And so even if we don't get through this today and it pass out a committee, or if it does, you know, and goes to the floor, then, you know, that's for the Congress to decide. I just need, for me personally, to have that trust built, rebuilt again, that they're going to be able to do this on top of all the other duties they have underneath them right now. Because I do feel like at times, when listening to the meetings, they are long. I mean, they are, and I'm not complaining about that either, but I just think that a lot of times, when we focus in on certain things, some things get put on the back burner and we have to figure out how to balance better on one of the things I mentioned was that, you know, the board doesn't utilize, and they could, subcommittees and use ad hoc members. It's in their articles of operation, and Candy Thomas is going to get back with us on that, but and she's actually on the call, I recall reading that, but I could have confuse it with another board's articles of operation. But I'm just going on and on here to say that right now I'm just not there. But Congresswoman Stabler, I do think and I know that this needs to happen at some point in time. And I can get behind it, but just not today.
Thank you. Can I respond?
Absolutely.
I think to procrastinate and to set this aside is a negative response to their ability to progress, I guess is the right word. I think that we know that we have a broken system. One of the reasons the CEO resigned, for the lack of support and the lack of the ability to have the information that he needs out of the Treasury. So if they wait, if we wait with the possibility of adopting this, which is a basic structure, then we aren't taking that stand to fix it. I think that yes, they have a lot of work to do. We did a lot of work before too. So I think that they need to be working on this and to be moving forward with it. And if we procrastinate till the fall, then it's procrastinated again. I understand everybody has a sense of, for some reason, mistrust. I say we know what the system is and what it does, and this is our opportunity to fix it for this entity. to fix it so they can move forward, so they can get the accesses that they need, so they can enter the information that they need, so they can have real-time accounting. That's critical and important. Their problem with banking services, their problem with treasury reports, their problem with procurement, all of those things are day-to-day activities at the clinic. And I don't know, I just feel like it's just such a negative response to say, we're not gonna pass this right now. I think that it's important that it passes now to give the hope and the direction that they're going to get to. And they still have, you know, the rest of the whole year to prepare for it. And it's possible, it's capable if they have a transition team. And like you said, if you're wanting them to pull in other members, I guess that was the whole point, is to go beyond the members they have. The biggest trust, like I said, on this hill is in that clinic, the biggest brain trust. Those department heads are the experts in their fields. They have the capacity and the capability to get it done. And if they're led by professionals from, is it REDW or something like that, whatever that is, then I think they're in good, solid hands to do it. This doesn't take effect until they should be ready to go. I don't know. Silence is always deafening to me. So I appreciate the conversations I'm getting to have with you all here. And would like to hear it from others. But... that's all I have right now, I guess.
Thank you, Congresswoman Stabler.
Chair Lemon.
Is that Congressman Tillman?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
You may have the floor, sir.
Thank you. And I appreciate the conversation. And right now I'm kind of in the same position as Congresswoman Good Fox. Congresswoman Lemon, you've said some statements here too that I agree with. When we talk about trust, we talk about leadership, we talk about a broken system and a basic structure that we're looking at. And I don't know what the system is or what it does. There has been a lot of turmoil recently, resignations from the board, resignations from the CMO, CEO. There's a ripple effect that I know that accompanies that as well. So I know we've got this REDW with a restructured plan, working on clear lines of complex responsibilities, policies, procedures, rules, et cetera. And to me, it always goes back to who's sitting in these positions. You know, the time remaining on this board for the current members, I'm not sure how much time that they have left, but I'm sure when that time comes around for to be appointed and confirmed, it's going to be vetted very heavily. So it's really hard for me to get behind something like the piece of legislation that we're looking at currently. Not that I'm against it. But I do think it needs to be gone over, and it takes time, and it does take time. And we've done a lot of work on this piece of legislation in the previous committee meetings that we've had, and that's been fine. But, you know, for me right now, I don't know how many employees we've lost over there. A lot of concern, and to me, it is the quality of the individual making these decisions, the ones that sit on the board, and the ones who are running the clinic. And so it's going to be very hard for me to get behind this today. I wish we would wait and continue to work on it, come up with some clear, definitive policies, procedures, rules, plans, et cetera. And that's just my comments that I wanted to make. Thank you, Chair Lemon.
Thank you, Congressman Tillman, for your comments. Floor remains open for any discussion, comments, questions.
Chair.
Yes, Speaker Pratt.
Dandel.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. You have the floor.
Well, I don't really feel that I guess I. Well, I'm going to go ahead and repeat what I said last week, but I already voiced this probably over a week ago. almost 2 weeks ago, had that direct conversation with the sponsor. And at that time, I said I was speaking for several other members. And so I was very direct in my comments regarding the a lot of concerns at this time. And I think it almost went out the door on day one, was up to be passed out of committee. But there were several of us who didn't feel comfortable with that. And so I'm glad to hear that pretty much everybody's in the same position right now. And I guess we can speak about all the concerns and all the issues that are out there, necessarily just in the open. But I mean, I think Congresswoman Stabler said for some reason everybody's having these. I mean, I could tell you there's a lot of reasons why I feel that way. So I don't know if we're supposed to voice all of those or whatever. And as far as I know, I only know of one person that's gone right now from the clinic as of this moment. So, but I do believe that they deserve the ability to regroup, because a lot's probably going to change. A lot needed to change. So I would say that there's several reasons why there's some trust issues and concerns as to what the direction is moving forward. I mean, that's why we changed this law 6 months ago, because there was issues back then and they weren't being addressed by the board, who had the ability to address these issues. We were hearing from employees, we were hearing from patients, and they had every ability to do something about it and didn't. And so we said, okay, well, we hear you. The Congress hears you. So let's try this, because we can't go over there and, you know, specifically handle all the complaints that were coming at us. And so we said, here's our answer. And so we amended the law 6 months ago to give the executive branch ability. And so I believe that's what's happening now. Should it probably have come sooner from everyone? Yeah, but here we are now. And so I don't see anything wrong with, and I said, again, I feel like I'm just repeating myself. Because I did express this on behalf of several members 2 weeks ago, and that's where I remain, because I was was in the meeting and heard from, well, for one, we got a closer look at the organizational chart, and I just think that we owe it to the clinic administrator and the folks that are in there right now to hear from where they are, regroup, move forward. And I would like to see a lot of advisement on behalf of the board. That's what the board's there for. And there's only three of them. So it only takes two to make a majority, to make some decisions and get some things done. But now let's hire some experts to come in and, you know, pay a lot more money for that to tell us how to do what we're supposed to be doing as a board in the first place. So, I mean, there is a lot to talk about. There's a lot we should stay on top of. There's a lot we should continue to ask. But am I committed to moving forward? Am I committed to continuing to hear about this and try to work together? Yeah, I mean, because I can see their struggles. I mean, I think the whole nation was struggling within the Treasury Department. So I get it. I mean, they're not the only ones. So I think that's the time. I think it's a good time to regroup, and I don't necessarily see that as a negative thing, for multiple reasons. I just think that we owe it. We should probably let them regroup and let them reset and be able, because now they have the autonomy to maybe everyone can breathe and think for themselves now and be able to act according to, you know, what maybe they think is best. And kind of regroup and to continue discussions. So I too am not ready for this right now either. So thanks.
Thank you, Speaker Pratt, for your comments. And I'd just like to add that I'm cautiously optimistic, but and I'm not necessarily a generally negative individual. I like to look at it in a positive light, with if at all possible. And I appreciate the words of regrouping, resetting. You know, it's never bad to go back and look at something again and again and again, unless it's your lights in your house because you're OCD, but I think they're off and they're not. That might be a problem. But anyways, ultimately, I think my trust would definitely be more, would be better if, and it's not, this isn't a negative. This is an opportunity to say, this is how to get trust back and come back here to this place with us and show us your progress that you have made the next time this is on the agenda. I'm talking to executive, I'm talking to the board, I'm talking to any of the, you know, and Congresswoman Stabler, show us the progress that you have made. And I can get behind this. And it's an opportunity to wipe the slate clean, come together, and show us the progress as a whole, and focus on the reset and the regroup and moving forward. Do you have anything else they'd like to add?
Chair, I'd like to make a motion to postpone ONCA 2131 and ONCA 2130 to the call of the chair.
There's a motion on the floor.
Second.
And a second. Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please yes. Say no.
Motion to adjourn.
The motion carried. There's a motion to adjourn. Second. All in favor, please say yes.
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 We are adjourned. Thank you.
I thought we were hearing him today. I thought that was why we scheduled today.
You wanted to talk about services?
I thought he was here for commerce.
Joe Doyle bought this for me, and it's a Valentine's, birthday, and Mother's Day, all rolled into one.
I don't want to lie.
Thanks.
I don't want to lie. I don't know why I'm here.